team. You know, you don't want to be in that position, put the team in that position, but the guys did an excellent job, and we were so proud of the penalty kill there for sure.
How valuable is it, do you think, to get through these first two rounds in 10 games and maybe get a bit more rest and energy going into that three?
Yeah, I mean, no question we're nicked up and feeling the bumps and bruises just like every other team, so we'll take it if we got it here, but we've got to learn a lesson too, where we started out a little slow in this series and it cost us a game. So I'm sure we'll work on things and try and utilize whatever rest we can, but at the same time, be ready right from the start of game one, because it could be a difference here in this next round.
You see JT Miller for a long time. Just what did he show in this kind of bigger role that he's got to be in New York? What do you do?
Yeah, I think I've seen him do it, as he's continued to grow confident in this league, is using his body, using his size, protecting pucks, and, not afraid to stand up to anybody and go for that big hit. And doesn't go running around looking for it. He just plays the game in front of him. And I've always known he's got that ability to finish around the net. Great shot, great release. And even last game there, setting up Stamkos, he's got that ability to be a playmaker too in tight situations. So it's great to see him, just sticking to his strengths as much as he can.
Can you describe the last few minutes on the ice for the PK and how Vasilevskiy made some huge key saves?
Yeah, obviously, I don't want to be the guy that puts him in that situation, but it was great to see everybody step up and sacrifice block shots. And no question, I think our penalty kill has been under a microscope here this whole series, and they did some damage to us, it's fair to say, and obviously in a clutch moment like that, it's great to see everybody step up and come through with a big
Everyone
kill.
Everyone has talked about Joe Granger South and all that, and yet when I look at you guys, like strong majority, 100 playoff games each, that has to matter in the postseason. Doesn't that experience know not to panic? What to do?
No, I think the biggest aspect, it might not so much be within game, but it's, that day in between, that practice day, that day off, being around the guys, talking about things going on in the series, and then coming to the rink beforehand and setting a good message for everybody, and just being real focused on one game at a time, one day at a time, and working towards having your right mindset come game time.
Just to win four straight in a row, I mean, what does that say about this team after losing game one, just coming back and really forcing it off?
No, I think we weren't even close to where we needed to be in game one. And I know we talked that we thought we had some good opportunities to score, and we did. But in the grand scheme of things, we didn't make it hard on them and weren't a hard team to play against. And as we continued on in this series, we talked about trying to be hard, not take penalties, and take away all their options on the forecheck, and be strong with the puck in our hands and don't turn it over. And for the majority of the series, it continued, and that was our recipe for success.
And how about that rest now? You guys get a chance to rest a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, it's no question. I mean, even if we played five games here, we're feeling the bumps and bruises, and guys are going to enjoy that rest for sure. But if anything, we've got to take a lesson out of what happened in game one and be ready to play right from that first game, first puck drop, and because it could be the difference here in this next round.
Appreciate it, Ryan.
Thank you.